Is it back up?
Yeah, we're back. Booster. That touchdown brought to you by MDG Flooring. If you're in need of quality flooring for your home or office, then look no further than MDG Flooring America in Medina. There's nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today at 330-725-5252 or stop in and visit them in person at 3812 Pole Road in Medina. Also, Charlie the Painter. Does your home or office need a new paint job by a real pro? If you answered yes, then contact Charlie Powell with Charlie the Painter Company today. He can be reached at 330-941-0465 for your next big or small job. You can find him on Facebook at Charlie the Painter. All right, we're back here. 9 minutes to go. Opening drive. Saul Duschler pounding in from nine as they started off with only 18 yards to go. First play, Corbo. Sneak for 10, then Duschler for the final nine. And just like that, it's Shoreman 7, North Olmsted 0. Kick off to North Olmsted. He's got room to rumble here to the 20, to the 25, up and out. And about the 26 is Avery Jones.
Yeah, that's going to come back, though, Vince. I just called a hold or a push. Number 13 on the tackle, Trayvon Lake. Yeah, they're calling a holding call, so that'll back them up again, Vince. Their back's up against the wall again, back to their own goal line.
The fans, thank you again for joining us on part two of the broadcast. You can find part one on the inside of the article. Just click on that link for the first 4 minutes of the game, and the rest of the game will be here on part two. So we thank you again for joining us. That brought to you by Workout Factory. If you're looking to work off those post-holiday pounds, have a busy schedule and need a place to work out that's always open, check out the Workout Factory at 5508 Ridge Road in Parma, right on Ridge Road. Okay, North Olmsted will set up shop here again. They've been a man in motion. Here's a handoff. Bellamy has it, and Cam Bellamy, a good little four-yard pickup, and that's what they're going to need to do tonight, Ruben.
Yeah, Bellamy went straight up the middle there. Good blocking up front. Got to pick up a 4 yards there.
4 yards on the play. Bring up a second down and six for an Eagles first down.
All right, second down and six as the Eagles go to work here. Down 7-0. As we mentioned earlier, they're working from right to left on your radio dial. Orange pants, black tops, black helmets. Avon Lake going from left to right to start the game. All white uniforms, red stripes, red helmet, and yellow logo. Here's North Olmsted, three wide. And Bellamy has it, and he's got a hole again. Good job there by Cam Bellamy. Good little three-yard pickup there.
Yeah, they're two consecutive plays up the middle. And sometimes when you got a defense as fast as the Avon Lake defense is, pounding them up the middle, going directly at him is the way to go here. Looks like they got something going.
And I do stand corrected. One of these days I'm going to have to get better glasses. It's actually maroon and white and yellow. All right, North Olmsted has it. 7-0 deficit to overcome here. Here's Gershio. Four wide for Gershio. Single back formation. And a very manageable 3rd and 2. It looks like Caps in the backfield this time. And he was looking for Caps out of the backfield. And that should have been a first down, but he threw it at his feet.
Yeah, they changed up their defense. They showed him something different, Vince, and it came after him on the 3rd and 2. He didn't see him coming. They blitzed up the A and B gaps, and they forced a 4th down punt. Here we go again.
You know, that was a very makeable play too, Ruben, though. It really was. He was open, could have hit him, could have extended the drive. Area businesses who continue to help with their donations. Here to walk you through all the kicking plays tonight. You know what, Ruben? I'm going to promote you on the spot. You get all the kicking plays tonight. Go for it.
One man back in punt formation for Avon Lake. It's a clean snap, and he gets it away. It's a little squib end-over-end kick, and it's headed towards the 45-yard line.
This kid's going to
it's picked up by Jared Krukowski of Avon Lake, and he gets it out to the – he's out of bounds around the 40-yard line of North Olmsted.
And that punt was brought to you by Game Day Sportswear. Where are you going to go to get the latest gear for your favorite school or team? The answer is easy. Game Day Sportswear. In New Franklin has you covered. Make sure you are decked out in your favorite team sports gear from head to toe. Visit them today at shopgameday.net or in person at 941 West Nimasilla Road in New Franklin.
Tonight is youth football night at our stadium.
Yeah.
All youth players and coaches will be.
All right, Avon Lake taking over, and Ruben, they got it done quick on their first drive. Two plays and a touchdown.
Yeah. North Olmsted has to dig deep here.
And for us, announcers are in the worst possible spot in the press box, right in front of a beam. But it looks like Duschler again. He got about a yard.
It's a good play there.
Once again, the ball carrier for Avon Lake.
Colin Strong on the tackle for North Homestead. He came up the middle. He grabbed and wrapped him up, but a short gain of the yard, Vince.
For North Homestead with help from number and 56, Bradley Gribble.
A lot of eyes tonight on Homestead Falls versus Avon. We have our first score update. Homestead Falls leads it 7-0 over Avon. It was Selak with a 6-yard touchdown. And as I read it, I get another update. Avon just scored to tie it. 7-all in that game. Instant scoring. Dropping back is Corbo. He gets pounded as he throws it. Corbo still down on the turf, just now getting up. Corbo got popped.
It was a beautifully thrown ball over the middle on a seam route. And it looks to me like Creed Bologna couldn't hang on to it. It was wide open. It was Nathan Ciccolo, number 10. He had an open seam route around the 20-yard line. It's in and out of his hands.
All right, just update you again. They're mid-first quarter, Avon 7, Homestead Falls 7, in a game a lot of people are watching right now. Here's Avon Lake. Third down and 9. We talked low snap on the ground. Corbo picks it up, looking, going to be flushed out of the pocket, and he will go down! Big-time sack there for the Eagles.
It's a good defensive stop here by the North Homestead Eagles, Vince. They came right out, made some adjustments, and forced a sack here on the 4th and 9. You're going to get the ball back probably in decent field position.
And now to do the play-by-play for the kicking. Here he is again. You know him, you love him. Rubano Rodriguez.
North Homestead went one man back in punt formation. Looks like it's Avery Jones back. And back to kick for Avon Lake is Harry Herbert.
Hebert will once again punt for Avon Lake.
Pardon me, it's Harry Hebert.
Hebert actually started the season at quarterback.
It's a good punt. End over end kick takes a bounce at the 10-yard line, and they let it roll. And Avon Lake downs it at the 5. And once again, North Homestead backed up, Vince, at the shadow of their own goal line. And we got an injured player on the field. We'll be right back.
And that punt was brought to you by Great House Cleaning, Melissa Cusack. If your house is a pigsty and in need of some desperate cleaning, then Great House Cleaning LLC is for you. Their top priority is customer service and ensuring that the people that hire them are not only satisfied, but wowed by their service. Great House Cleaning offers free estimates. They clean houses weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, and as needed. Contact them today, 216-375-8460. Rain barrels and more for the very best. And not only rain barrels, but also CBD oils. Look no further than Rain Barrels and More, as they are located at 1350 Moore Road in Avon, or you can call them at 440-666-6577 or email Ann@rainbarrelsandmore.com. This quarter also brought to you by our sponsors over at Helene Kia. If you're looking for a new or used car, check out our guy, James McConville, at Helene Kia in North Homestead on Lorraine Road. Jim is a trusted member of the auto community for over 20 years and will treat you right no matter your car by any need. And Ruben, who do we have down on the field?
Looks
here?
Looks like a senior wide receiver linebacker Xavier Liddick down on the field.
Oh, it's not good.
Got the trainers looking at him.
Xavier Liddick has been a phenomenal player for the Eagles this season. I've been honored to cover this team a few times now, and Xavier Liddick has been a force.
It's not good to see, especially in your senior year. You have aspirations, and we don't know what's going on here, but all the best to the young man. I don't like to see any young kid have to go through this.
And he's getting up here, it looks like, slowly. I want to use this moment to shout out my Little League Baseball coach, Carl Cobb, signing off for the final time tonight. He's been a phenomenal PA announcer here in North Homestead. It was a hell of a Little League Baseball coach. And from everybody on Keon Sports Media Group, we'd like to congratulate Carl Cobb. And it looks like Liddick is up and moving.
Yeah, Vince, he got up under his own power, maybe just a little ding, but it's good to see him up and walking around.
No doubt about it. He's a leader on this team. Again, use this opportunity. There's a big UFC on tomorrow night out there in Singapore. As you know, Keon Sports loves the UFC, covers it. And our main UFC sponsor, we're going to give him a shout-out here, top-tier performance with Chris Walker. He trains for MMA and boxing. Give him a call at 216-789-7540. Tell Chris Walker that Keon Sports sent you, and you'll get 15% off your first lesson. All right, so here comes North Homestead. Third drive of the game. All of them inside their 10 to start. It's Bellamy, and Bellamy has about 2 yards.
Yeah, Vince, in the last drive, they had a couple of bang plays right up the middle, the slam running plays. at the Avon Lake defense, but sooner or later they got to realize that the speed of the defense is on the outside. They may have to want to go in another direction and continue running inside because that did not work.
Well, where they're hitting those, you know, their best chunk yards, I guess you could say, is on those quick hits. You know, North Olmsted did well in that first drive, those first two plays, a little RPO with those quick hits. They need to get back to that, setting up, you know, those holes for Bellamy.
Here's Guercio again. Eagle in motion. Play action fake. Guercio over the middle. Gets tipped and goes to the ground. Luckily for the Eagles.
Yeah, he tried a little slant play over the middle, a quick hitter like you mentioned, Vince, but the linebacker dropped back in the coverage and got his hands on the ball, almost a pick. And another third and 10.
Shoreman 7, North Olmsted 0. Third and long from their own 5 for North Olmsted, and they really got to find a way to flip the field position here, get a couple first downs. Even if you don't score on this drive, get a couple first downs and get out of those shadows. All right. Sammy Capps in the game at tailback. Two wide far, one near us. Guercio on a rollout, looking, has a man, this could be dangerous. Oh! And if he catches it, he's still running.
He had a quick rollout to the right side, and he had him open by about 2 or 3 yards. But he just overthrew him. He rushed it. But again, that goes with being backed up. You don't have Avon Lake knows you got to throw the football from your own 5-yard line or coming after him.
Yeah, if he hits Langdon Kurtz in stride there, that's an easy touchdown. I mean, that would have been a beautiful 95-yard strike. But as it is, it's simply an incomplete. And we go to fourth down.
And Jared Krukowski back in punt formation, back deep at the 40, his own 40-yard line, waiting to kick from North Olmsted.
Better not step out of his end zone here.
And he got the kick away, and it bounces and gets out of bounds around the 27-yard line. And that's where Avon Lake will start, Vince.
Yep, no doubt about it. And again, thank you, everybody listening and the sponsors. If you have a small company looking for exposure, contact us, Keon Sports, at CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. Again, CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com for a 30-second commercial during every broadcast.
So we're seeing here, it's still 5 minutes and 23 seconds left in the first quarter. The game's dragging. A lot of incomplete passes stopping the clock. We'll see what Avon does here.
Here's Avon on the attack. It's Lillard. Griffin Lydiard, about 2 yards.
And there goes...
go to their fullback.
Yeah, there goes Colin Lydiard Strong again, leading the pack at middle linebacker. He busted through, broke a couple of blocks, and was right there. As soon as he handed the ball off, he made the tackle.
And I'll tell you, this Griffin Lydiard, he's one hell of an athlete for a fullback. The kid could do it all. I was calling a game he played earlier this year against Berea Mid-Park where he got a one-handed interception on defense as a linebacker. And he took it to the house for a pick six. All right, here's Avon Lake again. 4 wide, single back formation. Corbel drops back, has his man. Nope, throws at his feet. Sidolowski.
Yeah, that was actually not a bad idea there, Vince, but if he throws that pass anywhere on target, it might have gotten picked. But back to long yardage again, a 3rd and 10. North Olmsted seems to be stiffening after that, those first couple of plays. But to their credit, they only had to go 19 yards anyway.
Yep. North Olmsted, the very impressive defensive effort early on here. But this Avon Lake offense, very dangerous. We know they could explode at any time. Here's Avon Lake. Corbo, 3 wide, 2 far, 1 near us, single back. Drops back, looking, has his man out of the backfield. Number 40 has it, 20 to the 15, to the 11. And let's get a name to go with that number. Mason Wheeler, number 40. Beautiful job there on the swing.
Yeah, Vince, it was a missed communication there somewhere. He came out of the backfield on a wheel route, was wide open. There wasn't a defender within 10 yards of him. That's what North Olmsted has to do on defense. Use the backs out of the backfield and some quick hitters. Avon took a page out of their offense.
No doubt about it. Mason Wheeler, the underclassman there. Here's a handoff. It's Mason Wheeler again. Ripped to the ground.
There's, by number 55, Colin, there's Strong. Colin Strong again. There's that man again.
Yep.
There's a penalty flag after that. Could be a holding on Avon Lake's tight end.
And I must tell a funny story here. Week 1 of the playoffs last year, opening round of the playoffs, it was Avon Lake versus Olmsted Falls. Connor Riggs got his jersey ripped at halftime. Mason Wheeler gave up his jersey to Connor Riggs, unbeknownst to anybody in the press box. So the second half starts with
it was Connor Riggs in Willard's jersey ripping off an 80-yard touchdown run, and everybody's scrambling to look at the rosters trying to figure out who is this kid. It was hysterical.
Wow.
Turned out it was actually Riggs. First down and 19 from the 22. Here's Corbo, three wide. Actually, four wide. Single back, split. Corbo hands it off. No, he's going to keep it, and he's got nothing but pay dirt. Nothing but pay dirt. 22-yard touchdown run. They've been running that all season long. No one is yet to stop it.
Yeah, Corbo took advantage of that. They all went to the thinking that the running back got the handoff to go right tackle. He fooled everybody. Well, untouched, Vince. It wasn't a defender 15 yards from him.
I'll tell you what, North Olmsted has nothing to be ashamed about because Corbo's been fooling teams with that run all season long. I've seen him burn everybody they played against with that run. Beautiful job selling the handoff.
Harry Hebert in to attempt the extra point for Avon.
We'll attempt the extra point. Stewie will hold. Kick is up. It is.
Kick is up and it's good. Through the uprights, and Avon Lake races out to a 14-0 lead. Vince, 3:55 to go in the first quarter.
And we're back here now, 14-0 for the Shoremen. 3:55 to go against these Eagles.
Great job, fellas. Great job.
And that Avon Lake band rocking and rolling over there.
Vince, it looks like when Avon Lake is driving on a short field, they do well. Only four plays to go, 27 yards. But when they get backed up a little bit, the play calling changes, obviously, and they struggle a little bit tonight. We'll see what happens.
Here's Abear booning it from the 40. Booming Kip. He's got it there. Do the Eagles at the 10 to the 15. Out to about the 18 where it gets wrapped up. And Avery Jones down to about the 17, 18-yard line for the Eagles.
A good thing for Olmsted, or North Olmsted, that there's no flags on the play. They can have a decent start now at the 20-yard line instead of being backed up to the 5.
First time all night. North Olmsted lines up looking to throw the ball here with 4 wide, 3 top, 1 bottom. Single back formation here again. Looks like Bellamy. Now he brings Kurtz in motion. And it is, yes, handoff to Bellamy. Goes nowhere. Three or four Shoremen met him in the backfield.
Yeah, Bellamy didn't have much room to run there, Vince. They did bring a guy in motion to help with the blocking. But Avon Lake read that perfectly and stopped him for a two-yard loss.
Second down and 12 from the 16 for North Olmsted. And it's Gershio, single back formation. I believe Bellamy, two wide top, one near us. Play action fake, then he gets sacked. It looked like he was going to try to run out of there, and boy, did he get met quickly.
Yeah, Gershio just looked back. He had his eye on one receiver. Vincent scanned the field, didn't have time to. Again, Avon Lake is bringing more people than North Olmsted could block right now.
Gershio has dropped back to pass 8 times tonight and has been sacked on 2 of them, rushed on the others. Third down, 17 to go for North Olmsted. They trail it 14-0 here in the first. It's been all Shoremen. 2.5 to go. Here comes North Olmsted again. 3 wide near us, 1 far. Single back formation for Gershio. He's going to need to connect with something downfield if he has time to throw it. Avon Lake bringing the house again. And it looked like he cut it, was going to throw it. And Ruben, was it incomplete or is it a sack?
Yeah, the ball was batted down at the line of scrimmage. And okay. I thought he caught his own pass, but they called it incomplete.
It was tough to see. Now for the fourth consecutive time in this quarter, 4 punts already for North Olmsted.
Jared Krakowski back to receive the Eagle punt.
Krakowski back at his 45 yard line, set to bring back the punt. 2:11 to go, 14-0 Avon Lake with the lead. It's kind of a high snap, but he gets the kick off. Pretty decent kick this time. He comes up and grabs it at the 40, and he's hit immediately at the 38 yard line.
Avery Jones.
Avery Jones with a great special teams play, but once again, Avon starts at the plus side of the field at their own 38 yard line. Vince.
And fans, we have another score update. After one quarter of play in Olmsted Falls, it is the Olmsted Falls Bulldogs 7, Avon Eagles 7. Olmsted Falls driving on the 24 of Avon. Thank you to our beat reporter tonight, Jason Politowski.
Remember,
All right, here comes Avon Lake setting up shop again. Avon Lake from the 39-yard line of the Eagles. Tough spot to see it, though. Two wide, double back formation. Here's Kerbo. Look from the run. Gives it to Guessler. Nope. Guessler has it. Brought right down.
Again, Vince. There he is, number 55. Colin Strong again with the tackle. Just busting through the offensive line and creating havoc and making tackles. And once again, Vince, when Avon Lake starts a little bit further towards midfield, although they've been all their possessions have been inside North Olmsted territory, they struggle a little bit with the running game.
Yeah, kind of surprising, but, you know, Corbo, one hell of a running back himself, and he keeps it. So it's like having an extra threat back there with Duesler. But they're going to need to get Gabe Duesler going if they want to put this thing away early. 14-0 as it stands. Here is play action fake and a keeper for Corbo. And I just said it, how good he is when he grabs the ball and goes with it. About a 5-yard pickup.
Yeah, the North Olmsted outside linebacker read that play and forced him inside a little bit till the rest of the troops came and got him. So it's a pretty manageable 3rd and 6 coming, Vince.
And don't be surprised if they go to Corbo again on that RPO. He does a phenomenal job every time he keeps it. Like I said, saw him really come off the bench opening week against Avon. It was a backup to a Bear. Since then, it's earned the starting role and has not looked back. Here's Corbo again, dropping back on 3rd and short. He's going to throw it, flag on the play, has his man wide open, nails him. Down to about the 30, well, let's say called the 28.
It's a good play.
Look like he found
Nathan Sidlowski. He caught him on the sideline around the 22-yard line. But there's a flag on the play. I don't know what it's for.
As it stands, about a 13-yard gain. And looking for the Zebras to make the call. And I'm telling you, I saw a flag, but oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Vince, everybody saw a flag. Nobody knows what it was for.
Who was that quarterback earlier this week seeing ghosts? Sam Darnold? All right, so here's Corbo dropping back, looking, flushed out of the pocket. Here he goes, and he's on his way, fans. First down and more for Corbo. This kid can play. 13-yard pickup.
Yeah, he didn't see anything on the pass routes, Vince, and he saw a seam and busted through the line, and he didn't get touched until he got around the 10-yard line. Now the first and goal for Avon Lake.
And there's Corbo, just phenomenal late. 28 seconds to go. We look here if they're going to get another playoff before the end of the quarter. It looks like they rushed to the line. They're going to try it. 21 seconds, plenty of time to run another play. Here's Corbo, 3 wide, single back formation. Gives it up, yes, to Duesler. And Duesler down at about 2 yards.
And now they're going to try to use their horse, Duesler, to try to get the ball in the end zone. But that's the end of the first quarter. Vince, they're coming this other way. Now we'll see what happens. They extend this lead to 21-0.
That will do it for the first quarter. Avon Lake 14, North Olmsted 0. And if you want to be a sponsor, email me, Vince McKee, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. So now, Avon Lake triple stack. Hands it off. Number 3 has it burying ahead. And number 3 gets a nice chunk there, about 4 yards.
Yeah, Jack McCrum got the ball up to close to the goal line. They're inside the 4-yard line. But a 3rd and goal. Looks like Avon Lake is just going to keep pounding it up the middle so they get in the end zone. But it's a perfect situation for an RPO from Corbo here, Vince.
I'll tell you, Coach Kostelnik getting everybody involved tonight. Head coach Matthew Kostelnik, one of the best in the SWC, and he's showing why. Absolutely getting everybody their touches. I mean, almost every single kid starting tonight has had a good look. Here we go again. Corbo hands it off. It's Littered. Littered Griffin.
He didn't get in, Vince.
Griffin Littered. So Griffin Littered, what about one more or 2 yards there? Now 4th and goal.
It's 4th and goal. Looks like Avon's going to go for it, but North Olmsted defensive line getting just a little bit lower than Avon's line, and they're making some big plays here. Hopefully they can get a 4th down shot. This may give them a little spark.
Chip shot field goal here for a Bear if they go for it. Let's see what they do. Nope, they're going to go for it. So this would be a sure thing for a Bear, but they're going to go for the touchdown. Here's Corbo, hands it off, pushes forward. Touchdown, Shorman. It's the big fullback again, Griffin Litter.
Yeah,
walks through it, Ruben.
Yeah, Vince, he went over the left guard, and they opened up a big hole for him, put his head down, went in the end zone, extends the lead to 20-0.
And 3 touchdown runs tonight
for Avon Lake. It's Deusler, Corbo, and now Griffin Littered. And like I said, Coach Kostelnik getting everybody involved. 20-0. Extra point coming your way.
Lining up for the extra point is Harry Hebert. Snap, ball's down, nice.
Hebert's kick is up, it is.
And the kick is good.
Good.
It's 21-0, Avon Lake. A 10:41 left to go in the second quarter. Vince, that was, that looks like a high snap over to the right. And the holder did a great job of getting the ball down for him.
Yeah, he sure did. Avon Lake, even when the snaps are low tonight, low, high, left, right, they're just too darn good. 21-0 Shoreman. Avon Lake set the kickoff. Harry Hebert, it is now 21-0 Shoreman. And Harry Hebert, one of the best kickers in the SWC, showing a line tonight with that big old leg. He's going to boot this one, and it should go to the end zone. It does not. North Olmsted will have a chance to return at 10, 15. Out's about the 16, where Avery Jones will get wrapped up.
Yeah, Vince, once again, North Olmsted backed up. Their field position hasn't been ideal this first after starting again inside their own 20-yard line with a 21-0 deficit. And don't know what they're going to do here, but it looks like they're going to have to open that playbook.
Ladies, please don't get mad at me because I got some new names up here.
Here we go.
Corey Flynn.
Double stack formation here. Two wide, handoff, Bellamy. Yep, Cam Bellamy has it. A good pickup there, about 12 yards out to the 32 for Bellamy.
Just like they did in the first quarter, Vince, just pop. They're going at the Avon Lake defense instead of running away from them, where Avon Lake can use their speed on the outside. Another positive run there by Bellamy. Good pickup.
Yep, no doubt about it. Seen a steady diet of Bellamy tonight. Not so much with Sammy Capps. Sammy Capps getting in there on those third down plays, but haven't had a chance to really bust through yet.
Head coach Julie Roman.
Here's North Olmsted. Play action fake. Gersio to the sidelines. Has his man. Doesn't get far. Only about 1 yard.
And folks.
Not sure who caught it.
Those are your 2019 North Olmsted cheerleaders.
He picked up a couple of yards there. And again, a quick hitter. Vince, he got 2 or 3 yards on the play. Maybe, well, maybe not that many, but at least they're moving the ball forward.
Conley? So Conley with the 1 yard there. 1 yard. Talk about that. Is he wearing 85 or 44 tonight? A few weeks ago, it was 85. It is. Okay. A few weeks back, he was wearing number 44 and to honor a teammate.
Number 23 is wearing
44. And tonight, number 23 is honoring his teammates. Okay, here we go. Gersio drops back. Blitz coming from Avon Lake. They're going to get to him again, it looks like. Yep, he's down at the 20.
Yeah, right up the middle.
Nick Marsh came
Yeah, Marsh,
through
Marsh
there.
And McCrump kept busting too. They came right up the middle on a blitz on both gaps.
Yep.
And they got the sack all the way back to the 20-yard line. It brings up a long, long third down.
And we do have another update coming into the box just now. Out there in Olmsted Falls, it is Avon 14, Olmsted Falls 7. In a game where there's a lot of eyes on that game. And right now the Avon Eagles lead it 14-7 over Olmsted Falls. And these Eagles here tonight are kind of struggling, to say the least. I don't know if they're going for it here or what. No, third down. What am I saying? Third down and 22. Throws it out. Wrapped up. And it's only going to go for about 2 yards there to Caps. And they're going to have to punt again.
Yeah, it looks like a wide receiver blocked to try to get some yardage there. They got a little bit of it back, but they forced a punt. Again, Sammy Caps caught the ball. God had a receiver out there with him, but he couldn't break a tackle. And the punt now for...
Michael Stewie. I just
like Zach Doucette is their punter back at the 45-yard line of Avon Lake. To receive the punt is Jared Krukowski.
And I'm going to double check with our stat man, but I do not believe the Eagles have crossed the
20. Oh, bad snap. It bounces to the kicker. He still gets it away. Great play to get that kick off. It's a wobbler. It bounces it around the North Olmsted 40 and takes a backward bounce. Avon will start, Vince, at the 36-yard line of North Olmsted. And with a 21-0 lead here, 7:49 left. Vince?
It's been all Avon Lake. As you said, 21-0, 7:49 to go. And the Shoreman looking to really put this thing on ice pretty quickly here. Another touchdown would push it near that 30-point mark. As we know, in the OHSAA, any kind of 30-point spread starts that running clock. 7:49 to go. Avon Lake going to break the huddle here.
And the other scores around the area, Vince, I know everybody's looking at the Avon game. It's Solon 7-6 over Strongsville in the first quarter. And let me get to here. After
here's Avon Lake. Number 10 has it. Trick play wide open. He's got it. Touchdown, Shorman. They went to their bag of tricks, up by 21 points. Yep. And blow it right out of the water.
Well, before the game, we talked about Creed Bologna not getting enough opportunities in the passing game, and he was the recipient there.
That was Nathan Ciccolo on the pass.
Ciccolo with a pass on a halfback option. Wide open. And Creed just took it in from the 10-yard line. And one play. Bang.
Creed Bologna, the recipient of a wide open halfback pass from Nathan Ciccolo, and just like that, 27-0, and this game is getting out of control quickly here.
Yeah, Harry Aber in for the extra point, Vince.
Tell you what, you fans wanted to rush home for the World Series, you might get to see a good chunk of that game.
And Aber's kick is through the uprights, the score now. It's the Avon Lake Shoremen 28. The Eagles of North Olmsted 0. 7:40 left in the game. Vince, take us home.
Absolutely. North Olmsted's going to have to stop the bleeding quickly. You're listening to Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Here comes Avon Lake. They boot it. North Olmsted would have filled it after one. To the 5, to the 10, to the 15. Makes a cut there. Good little cut. All the way out to the 18-yard line. Avery Jones. 7:35 to go here, Shoreman. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, it looks like, Vince, they're inching closer to the 20-yard line at every kickoff, so the 19 seems to be their best field position. But they started the last drive with a nice 12-yard run up the middle, and for some reason they got away from that.
Well,
they need to be more consistent and just do what's working for them and see if they can get back in this ball game.
We're calling the game in a press box full of stat takers. Maybe somebody could tell us. We'll have to check. This might be their first time at the 20 and beyond. I really think it is. It's their first time as far as the 20, as crazy as that sounds. Play action fake. Gersio rushed out of the pocket again. Here's Gersio. He better throw it away, and he finally does.
It's a good decision. Probably the first good decision Gersio has made running for his life today, Vince. He got rid of the ball instead of putting it up in the air and forcing a possible interception. He got rid of it and lived to play another day.
7:28 mark of the second quarter. Shoreman 28, Eagles 0. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez on the Keon Sports Radio Network. And North Olmsted is in need of a miracle here, as they have just not been able to do anything against that defense. Amazing to me, though, and, you know, Matthew Kostelnik, one of the best coaches in SWC, going to that trick book there. I think he wants his kids to have fun. You know, it's working for him. Here's Gersio on second long, rushed out of the pocket. He's going to try to go upfield with it, and he runs out of bounds.
Yeah, Zach Kovacs, defensive back. Came in, and again, once again, they're disguising their coverages and they're disguising how they're blitzing tonight. And Gersio just didn't see him coming, and he was fortunate to get back to the line of scrimmage, or close to it.
I'll tell you, they still cannot get past the 20-yard line. Still.
I think they've been through the last drive with that 12-yard run. I think got them to the 32, but they went backwards.
Yep. Here's Gersio. Eagles desperate for any kind of momentum here. 3rd and 11 from their own 18, 7:21 to go. Gersio, hard count, almost got someone to jump and somebody moved.
Yeah, it's offside.
It's definitely offsides. He jumped. So they get past the 25 now.
Yeah, they caught Kai Kualo jumping. I don't know why a cornerback's going to jump, but he flinched like he was. The only thing I could say, maybe he was going to blitz from the outside, but that shouldn't happen. Still a long third down throw.
28-0, 7:21 to go. Here's Gersio, 3rd and 6, 3 wide our side, 1 top of the screen, single back formation. Gersio has it. Good play there. An interesting draw on 3rd and long. Sammy Capps gets about a yard. They'll have to punt it again.
Yeah. Griffin Lidyard read that draw play perfectly. Just sat there and waited for him to come in. Picked up maybe a yard, but they're going to punt on 4th down again. The 5th punt of the game.
Could have said a shipload of Shoreman, but I would have been afraid of screwing up and saying something else there. Well, Reuben, here we go again. Another punt for the Eagles.
Yeah, it's our fifth one of the game, and don't know what else to say.
Well, he's going to have to ice down his foot tomorrow. Here comes another punt. Booms it. Good one there. Bounces at the 45 out to about the 40. Shoreman will pick it up. And that's Avery Jones. We got him.
Yeah. Not a good decision there by Jared Krakowski. I would have just let it bounce because he could have, so anything could have happened. He could have fumbled the football. They just let it go. They can't run with it. And that's probably where the first time, Vince, that Avon Lake has started in their own territory. They're at the 42-yard line.
These are a beautiful Friday night, though, here in North Olmsted.
Yes, it is.
Really, I mean, clear skies, a little crisp, but to me that's good, great high school football weather. I want to thank our photographer tonight, Molly Lamb. Look for those. Here's Corbo, rushing out of the pocket. Corbo looking deep, throws it, he's got his man. Whoa, way overshoots him.
Good pressure.
Looking for Christian Perry on that one. Christian Perry.
Yes, Adio Caps with good coverage on him, and but he just overthrew the ball. He was running to his left and then throwing. When you're right-handed, you have to be precise. He just, that ball just sailed on him a little bit.
Yep.
He was open.
Only Reed State University provides all the resources you need to succeed.
All right, here we go. Avon Lake has it. Four wide, two split, each side, single back, probably Deusler. Brings the man in motion, and they give it to him. Little jet sweep action. Out to the, it's Sicolo again. Jet sweep. Beautiful play call. Good 9-yard pickup there.
Yeah, but some good blocking there on the end by the tight end and the wide receiver. Sicolo took it to about the midfield. They're going to put it exactly at midfield. It'll bring up a 3rd and 2, Vince. The perfect time for one of those RPOs from Corbo.
No doubt about it. And, you know, we said it before, and it stands true. Head coach Matt Kostelnik getting everybody involved tonight. Nobody has gone without a touch. And that's what you want to do, you know, when you're a clear-cut favorite in a game, is make sure everybody gets a call. All right, 3rd down and 2 from the 50. Here's Corbo. Boy, they're stacking the box there, and they're going to throw it. Interesting formation. Goes deep. This is going to go nowhere. Robert Payne up there to break it up.
Yeah, it's a 4th down and 2. It's great pressure inside by Colin Strong and his boys coming in, busting through the line. But I don't understand that call with your running game in a 3rd and 2 from midfield.
Yeah, Ruben, really interesting to me, that formation just now, to say the least. You know, they stacked the box in an I formation, and then it went nowhere.
Deal or No Deal, sponsored by Frankie's Italian Cuisine. Tonight's contestants will be me.
I'm back in punt formation. It's going to be Harry Ebert. Avery Jones back to receive. It's a good high kick.
Whoa.
Nice high kick. Fair catch called for by Avery. He gets it at the 15-yard line. Avery Jones, fair catch is it there, Vince. 5:30 to go. 28-0 Avon Lake here in the second quarter.
All right, here we go. North Olmsted has it. 4 wide in the box. Has his man. It's Hurst. He's got him. And about 4-yard pickup there.
Langdon Kurtz
on the pickup of about 4 there, Ruben.
Yeah, Kurtz got a he got open. He gave him, a, like you said before, they had those quick hitters. See, on the outside or over the middle seem to be working, but they're not sticking enough to him. They try to bite more than they can chew sometimes. Just take what the defense gives you.
2nd down and 10 for the Eagles. 4 wide. And we get that lone fan every week who likes to cheer really loud. God bless her. Here comes Gersio, dropping back, looking. He's got Sammy Capps.
He's very close to a first down there, Vince. There you go. There's that quick hitter again. Got him positive yardage. They may be a bit short here, but at least it'll be a manageable 3rd down for them.
And that's what they need. Really, only their 2nd manageable 3rd down of the entire half so far. And here we go, 3rd and short, 3rd and 1 for the Eagles. First time all night they have a chance at something here. They extend the drive and really keep the Shoremen off the field. Here we go, North Olmsted. Gersio hands it off, Bellamy up the middle. Good play call, but Avon Lake looks like they stopped
short. I think they're short, Vince. There's a big decision here. Do you go for it? It's being a yard away, being down 28-0.
I think you do.
If you don't make it, Avon Lake's knocking at the door again. So
I think you go for it at this point. I mean, at this point, you know, you're going to lose. I'm sorry, but, like, the game way out of hand. Just try to get any kind of momentum. Looks like they will right now.
I just don't again, I don't understand why the quarterback is back in a pistol formation 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage when you only need a half a yard. Get him to the line. Get him behind center.
Here
take
we go.
The quarterback sneak.
Fourth down and inches. They're going to go for it. It is Garcia. Two wide top screen, one near us. It is Bellamy.
He's got it.
Interesting to see where they're going to spot this. Looks like he got it for sure.
Yeah, they're moving the chains. Yep. Vince, he got it.
First down.
For really the first time tonight, first down Eagles, not on a penalty.
That second first down of the game for them. Maybe at least they hold on to the ball, kill some clock, get back in halftime and see what they can draw up here. Hopefully they can get a score.
North Olmsted. Yeah, I mean, that's a good game, that second half. All right, three wide top screen, one near us, single back, probably Bellamy. Here's Garcia, play action fake, quick hitter again. This might get picked off. No, got popped up in the air.
Another one of those double deflections. It looks like one of the defensive linemen got their hand on it and then tipped off Bellamy's hands and almost picked off.
Donan Angels down in the house. Donan Angels in the house.
All right.
$28 to nothing,
3:43 to go. Second quarter. Avon Lake looking very impressive once again tonight. Listening to KeonSports.com. I'll tell you, that Krispy Kreme lady walked in here and my teeth immediately hurt. Here we go. Garcia. Gonna give it away. Bellamy goes nowhere.
It's a good call, a delayed handoff up the middle, but like once again, Avon Lake's defense brought more people than they can block. They get a hole open in the inside, Vince. I'm telling you, these kids can run all day. They can't run outside, they can't do outside plays against this fast Avon Lake defense.
I agree. So that first down might have been a little bit of fool's gold right now. Third down and 11, a little over three to go. North Olmsted. Three wide top, one near us. Single back. Flanking Garcia. Play action fake to Bellamy. Garcia's going to keep it. He's going to go down again. No, scrambles out of a sack. He's got room to roam. To the 35, out to the 38. First down and a late flag. And Ruben, they might tack 15 yards onto this for a late hit. Let's see how they call it.
It looks like the flag came out of the backfield, Vince. It could be maybe a blocking penalty at North Olmsted. It looks like they're going backwards.
Let's see where they call it here. Either blocking or a late hit.
Yeah, the offense is moving backwards. They know it's on North Olmsted. Did the block in the back or a hold at about midfield? That's where the flag came from.
And there is the call. You are right.
Holding, according to Kent and Tagliato.
So, Ruben, you are right. It is holding. And the Eagles just cannot get any kind of positive momentum tonight. Right back to being a third and 11 again.
Actually, they called the penalty was downfield, so what they after they marked it back, it'll be like a third and six or eight.
All right, North Olmsted, third and long here.
Actually, it's a third and seven.
Split. Dropping back, Garcia, deep drop, has nice. A man, it's Bellamy, and it will go nowhere, though. Wrapped up quickly to Bellamy.
A good call, on the draw play there over the middle. Michael Nagy with the catch, but they forgot to block number 10. For Avon Lake, Sicolo. Somebody forgot to block him because if he gets blocked, he sees daylight. He's gone.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, though. All right, here we go. Punt formation coming up here, Ruben. They haven't switched the thing, but it's definitely fourth and six.
Once again. Yeah.
I wouldn't, I'm just me, but I wouldn't punt here. Why give him the ball back? What do you got to lose? But they're going to punt. Back to punt as Dak to set back to punt. And Jerry Krukowski back it around his own 40. And a better snap this time. It's low, but it's kicked. Good high kick this time. Krukowski gets it at his own 45, and he's nailed right away, Vince.
Bellamy.
A pop there by Bellamy, number 32.
Bellamy, first
And he caught it as soon as he caught the ball, but Avon Lake still gets the ball at their own 45. 2:13 to go. Take it away, Vince.
I'll tell you what, I might be the only person in this press box that thinks this, and that's okay. I think Bellamy's better on defense, quite frankly. I just think he is. I think the kid's a hell of a special teams athlete. You see how quick he gets down there. Plays some great linebackers.
He's made some pretty good tackles today on special teams and on defense.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's a bad running back by any stretch. I just think his real talent is on defense. Here comes Avon Lake. I hate the spot on the field at the 45. You can't see with that pole. And there he goes to down. Corbo gets wrapped right up. Beautiful job there, 52-42.
There's that man again, Colin Strong. Vince, he came around the left, did like a little wick. They did a switch up front, and Strong come over the right, where the right guard couldn't guard two people. He came in on the sack. He lost a good, maybe a good 10-yard loss on that sack. Vince, 1:59 to go here in the quarter.
All right, here we go. Avon Lake, 2nd and 20 after that big-time sack. 4 wide, single back. Corbo drops back. Here comes a blitz. Over the middle. Ooh. Overshoots him. Not even close there.
Yeah, Krakowski wide open and in. Another seam route. Looks like Corbo just rushed it a little bit. The ball kind of sailed on him. He's wide open.
And again, I'm gonna have to check with one of our many official stat keepers tonight. But according to my books, Corbo has only completed 2 passes. 2 passes for Corbo. 3 passes is completed.
And Vince, another score that bears to look at here is kind of surprising. Walsh Jesuit leads Akron Hoban 14-7 in the second quarter.
Whoa, who leads Hoban?
Walsh Jesuit.
Wow. You guys heard it here first. Akron Hoban trailing Walsh Jesuit. That's a big one. Here's Corbo, 4 wide, 3rd and long. Looking, has his man over the middle. It's Deusler. Deusler's got room to rumble. All the way down. First down. 20-yard pickup for Deusler.
Very well designed play there. Vince had Deusler coming again out of the backfield untouched. Looks like the North Olmsted linebackers are backing up into a zone. And Corbo hit him in stride. Between the linebackers, actually behind the linemen and in front of the linebackers for a big game there.
All right, first down and goal. They might have to measure it, but it looks to me like he got it, quite honestly. Well, they're going to measure here, it looks like.
I think he's got it. Other scores, the Bay Rockets lead Parma 16-6 in the second quarter. Lorraine over Bedford 14-0 in the second quarter.
Aurora. 27-0 over Revere.
Yep, and we've got St. Bellevue over Sandusky 14-10. Brunswick leads Elyria 14-0. Rocky River and Buckeye scoreless in the first quarter.
That's there.
We got John Hay beating Collinwood today 25-0. Columbia over Brookside 21-3 in the second quarter.
Didn't get it, Ruben. Going to be fourth and inches.
Very short here, but
you got to believe they go for it here, though.
They got first and 10 up on the board, but they haven't made the call yet.
That out-of-town sponsor, or excuse me, scoreboard, brought to you by all of our sponsors. And if you want to be a sponsor, email me, Vince McKee, like at CoachVin14 at yahoo.com.
And I know
fourth down. Fourth down and about a millimeter here. Corbo, 4 wide, single back formation. Now he's under center. He's going to sneak it. Yep. Right over the top goes Corbo.
That was a good call there, Vince. He was on a 44-yard line, 55 on attack. He was on a shotgun formation, rushed up to the line, took the snap, and
he's smart, man. I mean, I don't mean to sound like the president of the Corbo fan club, but he is smart with that ball. Has the man again. Looks like Creed Bologna. Incomplete. He was looking for Bologna on that sidelines.
Yeah, Creed was open. The ball was a little bit
Bologna.
Bologna.
And we got a score update at halftime. It is official. Avon 14, Olmsted Falls 7 at the half out there in Olmsted Falls.
It's a big game, Vince. I bet that place is packed tonight.
You would imagine so. All right, 4 wide deep. Here's Corbo. Good blocking there by Deusler to give him plenty of time. He's got Sidolowski. Sidolowski to the 43, out to the 40. Possible face mask on call.
Very patient. Patient by Corbo there. He was, and they're coming to the line quickly, Vince.
Avon Lake now. Great protection. Minute 18 to go. Here's Corbo dropping back, looking. Goes deeper to the middle. Has his man. It's Bologna. I can't see if he caught it.
course.
Yes, he did. Oh, held great. On to it to the 10. Great job there, 29-yard.
He used his 6'6" frame, Vince. The ball was high. Got up there, snatched it. Great catch.
27-yard pickup there by Creed Bologna, who is having himself a night. Here's Deusler. Touchdown, Shoreman!
And Avon Lake stepped it up. They turned on the Jets, Vince. No huddle all the way down the field.
What was that, 2 yards?
No, that was actually
11
or 12-yard gain there for a touchdown.
We'll mark it 12-yard touchdown run for Deusler, his second of the night. And that will give us a running clock when we resume in the second half. Some people are cheering that news. We won't say who.
Yeah, Avon Lake got to the no huddle. A couple of big plays. Actually, Corbo, when he had all the protection in the world, surveyed the field and got a nice quick 5-yard pass that led to that big play into Creed Bologna.
All right, fans, we'll take this time out. You're listening to KeonSports.com, Vince McKee, and Ruben Rodriguez.
For the extra point, the kick is up.
It is.
And it's right straight down the middle to score now. With 1 minute, 4 seconds to go, 35 to nothing, Avon Lake over the North Olmsted Eagles. Vince.
Hate to say it, but it's about whooping. 35-0, Shoreman all over the Eagles. All right, Avon Lake boots it away. Here's Harry Bayer. And that is Caps back to the field. It.
Caps, he gets hit. He gets across the 20. Into the first time this half with 1 minute to go in the first half. They get across the 20 with the starting position. See what they can do now. What do you do, Vince? You take a knee and just go to halftime?
Oh, Ruben, we just jinxed them. We said they finally got past the 20. There's the penalty to take them.
Backs it back up to the 10-yard line.
Never mind. We'll be back. Take over.
Folks, we're back. 59 seconds left to go. And after the penalty, North Olmsted starts at their 10. Guercio hands the ball off. And Bellamy with the ball. Looks like no gain at the 10-yard line. Clock continues to run. 49 seconds to go.
Number two, Nick Marsh of the Shoreman. No gain on the play.
There's no gain on the play. And the Eagles trying to get something going here. They may just let this thing run out, though, and get back to the locker room and see what they can do to get back in this game. Three receivers, actually four receivers spread out. Guercio hands the ball off, and it's Bellamy over to the left side once again. He gets tackled at the 10-yard line for no gain.
Harry Hebert on the tackle for Avon Lake.
And Hebert, the kicker, slash linebacker, in there on the tackle. And that's going to do it for the first half, folks, as it runs down to 5 seconds.
That should be the end of the first half.
And the first half is over, folks. The score at the end of the first half, the Shoreman of Avon Lake, 35. And the North Olmsted Eagles, nothing. We'll be back for the second half.
And we're back here for the second half of play. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. We want to thank all our fans here with KeonSports.com. Ruben, what a season it's been. 9 weeks in. Just bigger and better than me and you ever thought, huh, bud?
Yeah, this is what we dreamed about when we started this. It'll be a year December 18th, and we never thought it would get as big as it's gotten. It's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Basketball's right around the horizon, folks. Stick with us. We'll be doing that as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a playoff game or two in here and not call it an end next week, but we'll see what happens. Here we go.
And here come the Eagles going from left to right, giving it a boot. Avon Lake has it. 20, 25, 30, 35, 38-yard line, and Avon Lake set to go on the attack. Up 35-0, and as you know, the OHSAA rules. Running clock, Ruben, walk us through it. How does
running
it work?
Clock. It runs a clock at if it's 30 points or more, The team, the clock keeps running. It only stops for changes of possession or any penalties, but the clock will keep running as long as it's 30 points or more right now. That's probably what, if I was Olmstead Falls, what I would do is try to get rid of the running clock.
So it's Olmstead. And Avon Lake right here hands it off to Duschler to get. Nope, it's Corbo again. Corbo fools me every time.
Corbo running the ball out of bounds. It looks like
another 11 yards for Corbo.
Yeah, it looks like. Although the clock's still running, looks like Avon wants to keep it going here with a nice RPO there from Corbo. He picked up almost 9 yards. He did pick up nine.
That's Michael Corbo does it all. Five touchdowns in the first half for Avon Lake. Two of them to Duschler, one of them to Corbo, one of them to Lydiard. All those were running. And then the one halfback pass, Ciccolo to Bologna. And that's how we stand at 35-0. Here he beer, 5 for 5 on the extra points as well. Here's the snap. Corbo going to keep it, I believe. Nope, it's Duschler. And Duschler with about a 5-yard pickup.
Duschler got 6 yards on that, Vince. And again, they spread four wide receivers out wide and spread out the defense. And then they went with the run pass option up the middle. A good call there. Clock keeps running. We got a few scores around the area. The Avon still leads Olmstead Falls 14-7 in the third quarter.
Thank you.
Buckeyes up 42-8 over Rocky River in the third quarter. Brunswick over Elyria 21-7. That also is a third quarter score, Vince.
And here's Avon again. Thank you, Ruben, for those scores. I'm going to get a couple more here in a second. See, Lakewood's finally winning. Here's a pitch out. It is Duschler, I believe. Yep. North Olmstead ate that right up, Ruben.
Yeah, Avery Jones read that all the way. It was a pitch back to the to Duschler, and he couldn't get loose. Avery Jones made a great defensive play on it and lost him about three.
You're talking about high school basketball. We actually covered Avery Jones a few times last year for the Eagles.
Yes, we did.
What are the scores we got? I see Lakewood up big, 28-7.
7 over Westlake at Bay, 16-6 over Parma in the third quarter. And Walsh and Hoban. Hoban came back with a touchdown in the third quarter to tie the game at 14.
All right. 3 yards on the play.
And Berea and Midview also tied in the third quarter at 14.
What was that Berea and Midview score?
14-0, third quarter.
All right. Here's Avon Lake. Corbo dropping back. Has man. It's Creed Bologna. And Bologna shut down about 3 yards.
Yeah, Bologna got some forward progress there to take it to about a yard away from a first down.
Good to see Bologna getting some touches tonight.
Yes, we were talking. There's a penalty flag. They call holding. That's coming back. But yes, we talked about it before the game, how he wasn't getting enough touches. It seems to have been targeted about 4 or 5 times already today, Vince. They need him. He's 6'6". Especially down in the red zone, he could be a big weapon for them if they move forward.
Before that touchdown, or before that penalty, 3 receptions, 58 yards, and a touchdown for Bologna. And Avon Lake now 3rd and 13. Ball on the 35. 8:41 to go. Running clock.
That looks like it's a 3rd and about 30, Vince.
Oh, I'm sorry.
30 yards ago.
Yeah.
3rd and 30 according to the clock here. And it is, they'll play it safe. Gives it off to Duschler, and they'll have to punt it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of plays in the playbook, Vince, for a 3rd and 30, so you do what you can and try to get some of it back.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with punting when you have to. Other scores, 2 more scores here, Vince. We got Solon and Strongsville, with Solon leading 17-15 in the third quarter. And a surprise score here, the Hudson and Stowe, top-ranked team in the Tri-County area, seven-county area.
Trailing.
It's a tie game at 21-21 in the third quarter.
Yeah, Owen Bainbridge of Stowe's having a hell of a year. He's been on the Player Spotlight Series with us.
We'll update these scores as we get them, Vince.
And, Ruben, if my eyes don't deceive me, it's still just third down. There must have been a mistake. Third down here, third down in 27. Corbo gets it off the chest of Sidolowski. Nathan Sidolowski could not pull that one in.
Yeah, it was simple crossing pattern over the middle. Vince, about the 40-yard line, the ball went in and out of his hands. It's a moot point. They're going to have to punt the ball. It's only their second punt today, Vince.
Yeah, there's been a couple times tonight where Corbo's hit these kids right in the chest and hands, and they just flat out dropped it.
Yeah, that,
or this score could be a lot worse.
Yeah. Avery Jones back to receive the punt. Harry Hebert back at about his 25-yard line.
And Ruben, as I look up, I see all the band parents leaving. You see all the headlights and taillights pull out of this puppy. You know those are band parents.
And the kick is away. Nice kick. And A.B. Jones, that's a bounce pass. He should have picked it up, but he didn't. The ball rolls back around the 15-yard line. That's where North Olmsted will start, trailing 35-0, 6:54 to go here in the third quarter, Vince.
And now North Olmsted, you know, in a situation like this where you're down big, it's pretty clear you're not going to win. For these seniors, this is their last home game. So, yes, it's 35-0. Yes, you're not going to win. But still go out there and play hard the remainder of this game. This is going to be your last time under the Friday Night Lights, high school football at home. Make the most of it. You know, don't give up on this game. And you know, Coach Brediger is a hell of a coach, and I'm sure he's taught these kids to do just that. Mm-hmm. All right, here's Garcia with Cam Bellamy behind him, four wide split. Brings Avery Jones in motion. And play action fake goes to Jones. Nope, at his feet, drops it.
It's a good idea. The ball's up. Jones couldn't get the ball. It was a little bit low. But they haven't, like you said, Vince, they haven't stopped trying to move the football. I mean, they know they got their backs up against it. And as we mentioned with Coach Prediger before the game, in the back of their shirts, they all have the word persist. You got to keep on pushing. No matter what the score, no matter the situation, it looks like what North Olmsted is trying to do.
No doubt about it. Now, 17-7, Avon leads Olmsted Falls third quarter. Here's Gershio. Four wide, three towards us again, Ruben. One deep, play action fake. Going to keep it. He's got a blitz coming. North Olmsted got away with a hold there, uncalled. Yeah. He will get sacked anyways.
Yeah, he couldn't get away again. The pressure coming from the ends. Looks like the middle, the interior line on Avon Lake's defense is holding up their blocks. And the guys on the end are coming in and putting pressure on Quercy. He could not get away there. And you're right, Vince. It looked like a hold that wasn't called. But at this point,
third down and a mile here. 5:22 to go. It's been all Shoreman. 35-0. And this is a sight we've seen way too much of, Ruben, tonight. North Olmsted back way deep in their own territory. Third down back, Sammy Capps in the backfield. There's another blitz. Gershio gets it off, and it will be intercepted, I believe. Nope.
He came up with that pass, Vince.
There it is.
Fantastic catch on a 35-yard line.
Avery Jones there. Pass and catch, Avery Jones, about a 25-yard pickup. Beautiful catch.
That ball was beautifully thrown right over where only one person could catch it. Jones was double covered at around the 30-yard line, gained a couple extra yards, but what a fantastic catch and a play to get him out of trouble. They march on the 35-yard line.
Very nice job there by Jones, threading that needle with the pass from Gershio. And 35-yard line, the furthest they've seen all night long.
Wow, what a catch.
All right, here's Gershio again, play action fake, looking again for... Nope, couldn't find him.
For number 16.
That was Duchette. Yeah. Gonna bring it in.
And Duchette got his hands on it. Once again, Vince, that ball couldn't have been thrown in a better place for him. It's either he's going to catch it or nobody catches it. He got his hands on it, almost hauled it in. But once again, this North Olmsted team, they know what the outcome's going to be, but they're still fighting. They're still in there trying to make something out of a bad situation.
North Olmsted, 2nd and 10, 35-yard line, 3:50 to go here on the clock. For the Eagles. 3 wide, play action fake, nope. He's got it, it's Bellamy.
Bellamy, the ball carrier.
Cameron Bellamy, about a good 6-yard chunk there. Now it's 3rd and manageable for the Eagles.
A good run there by Bellamy. He just put his head down, met the tackler, pushed forward. He got a couple yards out of it. A tough run there by Bellamy, Vince.
And this Avon Lake defense,
third down and 4 yards to go for a
with this camp no longer in question, I believe their goal, you know, Matt, head coach of Avon Lake, probably went out and told his team, don't let them cross the 50. No joke. He probably said, look, the game's underway. You know, we have it in the bag. Don't let the Eagles cross the 50.
And don't let anybody get hurt. They need them for next week badly.
Dropping back is Gershio. Here comes another blitz by Avon Lake. They're having their way with it. He better get rid of it or get out of bounds. Finally gets out of bounds.
Smart play by Gershio there. Get what he can get and run out of bounds. The clock's not going to stop, but at least it saved him another down. If he puts that ball up in the air, you don't know if it's going to get picked. Or the worst case scenario, he got a couple of yards and the flag is down. What's the call?
Holding.
It's all going to come back anyway.
So 4th and 4, 2.5 to go here.
Going to go back to about a third and 14, Vince. It looks like they're going to back him up 10 yards.
So, Coach
the Stelnik takes the flag on that instead of opting to fourth down. Might be going for that pick six here.
Yeah, he's kind of holding the troops back a little bit, but still looking like the 7-1 team that they are. They're not going to rub it in on this team.
Four wide split. Bellamy. Drop it back, Garcia.
Nice call.
Has man. It's Bellamy. Safe call there.
Garcia screen pass number 32. Bellamy.
A good call there, Vince. Get what you can. Don't get 20. There's no place for 22 yards. So get what you can on third down. And hopefully he could have broken a tackle, but now they can punt the ball and maybe back him up a little bit. Why wasn't that there in the first quarter, though? As you mentioned, a lot of quick hits, screen passes like that may have gotten them a little bit further down the field and hopefully some points on the board.
Minute 25 to go. Shoreman lead it 35-2-0. Eagles doing the smart thing here by punting the ball. It would have made no sense whatsoever to go for this. Good punt there. Avon Lake has it from the 40 out to the 50, and that's where the Eagles will wrap it up.
It's a good 10-yard return there, and Avon Lake Shoreman will start it inside, close to their 50, about the 47-yard line, Vince. Nearing the clock will start with a minute six to go here. 35-0 here in the third quarter, folks.
Tackle for North Olmsted.
Avon Lake, Corbel hands it off to Mason Wheeler. And now underclassman Mason Wheeler to get some touches here. About a good 9-yard pickup for Mason Wheeler.
Good yards. You're right, Vince. He got 9 yards off tackle.
And they just reload. They had Connor Riggs last year, Deucer this year, Mason Wheeler to come.
They just reload. They don't.
Footballs down at the cars in the parking lot. But we'll have to call the police. And they're here. Well, we meet my last game, folks.
And switches, wholesale switches here. That quarterback is 27 for Avon Lake. And he's got a good,
ball, your new quarterback good pickup there. Lake, taking the ball all the way down to about the 35-yard
yeah.
line.
The night is done for
Tom Horse. You see them gentlemen?
For Corbo, the new quarterback in the game now, Vince Jake DePaul. What a nice run over right at another RPO. The quarter's over. And Avon looks like they're driving for another score here.
That will do it for the third quarter. Avon Lake 35, North Olmsted 0. Jake DePaul in that quarterback here, hands it off to Mason Wheeler. And Wheeler about a good 3-yard pickup. And don't sleep on this kid. He could absolutely play.
Yeah, man, this ball control offense in full effect here for Avon Lake. They just as soon get this one out of here as fast as they can. Limited injuries and taking the bulk of their starters out. They got still got a ways to go here in Division 3. And in the SWC, a lot matters of what happens in Olmsted Falls this evening, Vince.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 17-7 was the last check on that.
Second down and 9 yards to go for a Shoreman first down.
So Avon Lake here, 35-0 up big, I should say. All right, DePaul hands it off. It's Wheeler again. Wheeler, about a 2-yard scamper.
Yeah, good tough run for Mr. Wheeler there to come to the right side. He's again, he's keeping the. He's keeping the clock running by not going out of bounds. Well, it'll keep running anyways.
10:45 to go here. Avon Lake Shoreman lead it 35-0. We are here in North Olmsted, Ohio, a fine little town. I actually grew up here. Went to high school here.
Your alma mater, Vince.
Met and married my wife and now own a home all here in North Olmsted. What is wrong with me that I never moved? All right, here comes Avon Lake. They're going to throw it. Here's DePaul. Looking for his man. He has him. No, in and out of the hands. And
Jake DePaul's pass falls incomplete.
That will do it. Fourth down.
I rushed that throw a little bit, Vince. I don't know why they're throwing, but
fourth down and 7 yards to go.
The running clock
a little high.
Doesn't matter.
Still kind of catchable ball, but it was got away from him a little bit.
Yeah, in a situation like this, running clock, you might as well give it a shot.
Why not?
And as everybody recalls, the starting quarterback for Avon Lake when the season began was Harry Hebert. He was in a duel with Corbo. They had some injuries on their defensive side of the ball, in which it moved
Hebert to being a full-time starter on defense. That's how Corbo landed that spot. So when the season began, DePaul was not... Oh, fumble by number 22 there.
Yeah, that thing blew up in their face there, Vince. So they
encountered a ball carrier.
The best starting field position for North Olmsted on this game is by way of a fourth down hole. They start the ball at their own 34-yard line.
All right, so John Fay in at quarterback for North Olmsted, brother of Liam Fay, starter from last year. John Fay hands it off.
About
a one-yard pickup there for us.
Yeah, Ahmad Ayad over the right tackle. A couple of yard gain and moving the ball. But Cream does rise to the top, however, as Akron Hoban got a fight with Lost Jesuit have spread out. They're taking a 28-14 lead in the third quarter. Illyria Catholic has flexed their muscle at Normandy with a 62-14 lead. That game was at halftime, 62-14.
It's giving you a backboard that time. Here's Faye dropping back the pass. Fumbles the snap, catches it, and he gets dropped for a loss down at the 26 for John Faye.
That was almost a 10-yard loss there, Vince. They lost 8 yards on that. Oh, I'm going to give him a 6-yard loss. But again, it takes them back down to a 3rd and 14.
Bowling Green State University provides all.
Season not over with yet for North Olmsted. They'll drop to 4-5, but again, next week, a lot to play for as they're going to try to push for 500 for the second straight season.
Learn more at bsbgsu.edu. Bowling Green State University.
Wrapping up the second consecutive season at home here in the beautiful new stadium in North Olmsted that my tax dollars helped pay for, I should say.
There you go. That's why you didn't move.
That's why I didn't move. I wanted a new stadium. Four wide receiver set, two split. Here's Faye backing up. John Faye will scramble and get about a yard.
Down. He kind of tripped over the 25-yard line there, Vince. Picked up a couple yards, but it'll be fourth down and forever.
7:30 to go tonight. Avon Lake 35-0. They won comfortably. They will be playing Olmsted Falls a week from now in Avon Lake. That shapes up to be a big one. Avon finishes the season at home, we believe. I got to double check that, but I'm pretty sure at home against Amherst. So a couple of very, very big games next week to decide the conference. North Olmsted, split back. Nope, they're going to punt it. He booms it forward. Good kick there. All the way to the 40. Has it?
Fair catch.
First down, Shorman.
Yeah, they'd.
Folks, once again, you need a job.
Once again, Vince, Coach Kostelnik keeping his starters for the most part out of this one, knowing that he has this one in hand. They got a big one, big one, big one next week. You and I are covering that one.
That's the plan. There's two big games next week, and we will decide pretty soon here, but for now it's definitely looking like Olmsted Falls versus Avon Lake, if not Avon versus Amherst. One of those two games for sure. Here's Avon Lake. Hands it off, Mason Wheeler again. Wheeler wants to break one here. Great job by that defensive line on North Olmsted tonight.
Yeah, the defensive line, they've had some plays here where they have looked formidable. But again, there's too much Avon Lake firepower. The RPOs killed them tonight, Vince. The long runs by Corbo on those RPOs. The flea flicker bomb touchdown. Sometimes you get a little too aggressive and it can backfire.
5:55 to go. Shoreman lead it 35-0. And another handoff there. It might have been Wheeler. Nope, DePaul on a keeper. Goes nowhere with it.
Nowhere. Back to third down in about 5. Vince over in Olmsted Falls. It is the end of the third quarter. The score still remains. The Avon Eagles 17, Olmsted Falls Bulldogs 7. Vince, Avon clinches the SWC for their fifth consecutive year.
If they win
tonight's ball game.
All right, here's Avon Lake with DePaul. Breaks the snap. 2nd and 7, 5:20 to go. Avon Lake 4-wide, 2 split each side. DePaul's going to throw. He goes deep over the middle. Those man overshoots him. Yeah, and they're letting the kid air it out. Why not?
Yeah, why not? He threw it into triple coverage. However, the kid's got to play, like you said. Get him out there. Let them get their feet wet. Yep. Yeah, a little bit too much juice on it. 4:59 to go, Vince. It should be out of here in 10 minutes.
Looking good. All right, fans, one more time for the night. Vince McKee and Ruben Rodriguez. We want to talk about your small business.
every chance we get. Email me, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. I don't care if you're on a lemonade stand or a Fortune 500 company. We want to talk about you. Tax season's coming up. If you're an accountant, if you're an IRS agent, we don't care. Let us know. We want to talk about you on air. Email me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Let's say you have a babysitting service coming up. We're coming up on the holidays. Those parents are going to need to go out and shop. They're going to need their kids to be babysat. You want them to know about your services, don't you? Let me know. CoachVin14@yahoo.com. We do it all here.
Anybody out there, what's the word I'm looking for, Vince? Fluent in Spanish. You have some tutoring you do. You want to advertise it. Math teachers, math science teachers, anybody who wants to tutor, you want to put it out there, we got it for you. You can also be a sponsor for the playoff games, too, on your own.
And with the running clock, they're going to keep it safe there. Assad for the Eagles, about a yard. And Avon Lake now 4 minutes away from being 8-1 on the season. Dominant. Just dominant.
Haven't lost in all this, too. It's a fantastic facility they have here in North Olmsted. It's basically, a year or two old? I remember when I remember when North Olmsted used to play an entire season on the road. Every game was a road game for them.
Oh, yeah, either Westlake or Ridgeville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all their games are at Westlake, yeah.
North Olmsted, 3.5 to go with the ball. Down 35. Calling for the play. They're going to move their man in motion here. And he's got about 2 yards. John Fay.
Be a 3rd-and-7, folks, and please bear with us. We're just trying to find stuff to talk about here. The game winds down. It's 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go.
We want to thank North Olmsted. This is our 3rd game in the North Olmsted press box this season. Thank you to everybody, including Carl Cobb and the whole bunch, who made us feel at home. And for those Amherst, and again, we just double check that Houston Astros up 1-0 against the Nationals. For all you heavy bettors out there who took the Astros in a sweep. Oh, my gosh.
I bet the mattress man in Houston's sweating bullets right now. He bet $5 million on the Astros.
Yeah, that's insane. Here's Fay. Rolls out, finds his man, hits him. Good little 4-yard pickup there by John Fay. And 4th-and-7 to go.
All right, looks like Avon Lake just took over and downs. They'll have the ball at their 31-yard line of Olmsted Falls. Why I keep saying Olmsted Falls? North Olmsted. Got Olmsted Falls in the mind, folks.
35-0. Keep checking that scoreboard, our out-of-town scoreboard. 17-7 still. Avon looking to close the deal on that. Avon Lake, this is now their 6th shutout of the year, unless something freaky happens here. Almost blocked again on a punt. Straight up, straight down goes the punt, and it bounces back. He easily could have blocked that punt. 155, and I think he held up, had the chance to block it and didn't.
Yeah, I think that was kind of like...
That's almost like the mercy rule in baseball when you just start bunting.
Yeah, they had 6 points written all over that when that ball could have been blocked. It went right through his hand. He didn't block it. He just didn't feel like it.
And that's the sign of a good coach again, Matthew Kostenek. I mean, he just the kid's a class act. Mount Union, Avon Lake alum. And, yeah, can't say enough good things about that young man. Happy to see him achieve the success he has at Avon Lake. And, again, Ruben, in only his 3rd year at the helm, he's just getting started. Avon Lake's going to be a force for a while.
And, folks, the first play of the 4th quarter, Trevor Hunter scored his 3rd touchdown from 1 yard out, and
there
it's
it is.
24-7 Avon over Olmsted Falls.
Avon's got 100 on the team, too, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, Avon Lake will look to run out the clock here. There's Kieber. And you heard it.
Joseph Strother on attack over North Olmsted.
Right after the ensuing kickoff in the Olmsted Falls Avon game, a 73-yard touchdown run makes the score Avon 24, Olmsted Falls now 14.
So Olmsted Falls hanging around in that game. Now here's Diebler, or DePaul actually, DePaul. Minute 09 to go, 35-0, Shoreman lead it.
Avon Lake should just get these 4 yards, get a first down, take a knee, and get out of here with an 8-1 record, and look forward to that game against Olmsted Falls next week. And although Avon looks like they may clinch the SWC again, it's still a huge, huge game for Avon Lake next door. Playoff implications, crazy.
Yeah, plus they want to go for that shutout. This is now the sixth shutout of the year for this phenomenal defense of the Shoremen. Next week against Olmsted Falls, it's going to be very, very tough to get another shutout. 34 seconds to go before this game mercilessly ends, and there it is. So that will do it, folks. For Ruben Rodriguez, this has been Vince McKee. Your final score tonight, 35-0. Everybody have a safe drive home. Good night.
Bye-bye.